now they're driving around in China with giant fumigators pumping out chemicals, hoping to kill the virus. And the government is using it for a police state authoritarian enforcement drill.
Governments need to be willing to do things that are out of their historical perspective, or for the most part, it's really a war footing that we need to be on.
You know, really the big takeaway from this is InfoWars, analyzing the globalist program, has absolutely, with films and articles and guests and PowerPoint presentations, thousands of times detailed exactly what you see beginning to unfold in China with the coronavirus. And the fact that Bill and Melinda Gates a few months ago had a big drill for something similar to this that would kill 65 million people starting in China.
How much control of information should there be? And by whom? And how can false information be effectively challenged? And what if that false information is coming from companies or from governments?
We're at a moment where the social media platforms have to step forward and recognize the moment to assert that they're a technology platform and not a broadcaster is over. They, in fact, have to be a participant in broadcasting accurate information and partnering with the scientific and health communities to counterweight, if not flood the zone, of accurate information, because to put the genie back in the bottle of the misinformation and disinformation is nigh impossible.
One thing we haven't spoken about, and I'm wondering whether it's time to talk about this, is a step up from the part of the governments on enforcement actions against fake news.
And, you know, I made a film, I guess, 13 years ago, called Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement.
Communist China is the model planned society for the New World Order. China has received more United Nations awards for its policies and form of governance than any other nation.
And what's it say on the back? They want you dead. And I explain everything in the film, and it's a three-hour film.
Predatory elites have always rationalized their oppression by claiming that they are superior and have the divine right to rule, when all they really are is a gaggle of ruthless psychopaths parasitically feeding on the host population until their cancerous movement causes the collapse of the host.
And we sold a couple hundred thousand copies of it. And I put it out for free on Google Video, and it got over 50 million views on there before Google got rid of Google Video. And it's got about 10 million views on different platforms on YouTube. But the point is that if you watch this 13-year-old film, it lays out how they would use contrived bio crises, epidemics, to bring in world government.
They are promising to deliver an invincible tyranny that will dwarf their past exploits. In the days of World War II, there were sovereign nations and armies to stand against Hitler's final solution. Once world government is in place, no one will be able to stop the New World Order's plans for global population reduction. For those immune to psychological programming, hundreds of FEMA camps have already been built throughout the United States. In their quest for population reduction, no method is off the table. These dark builders intend to release a string of man-made bioweapons plagues, each one worse than the last.
Amazon Prime Video gives amateur how-to conspiracy theories a stage. Then it goes on to say, oh, questionable films. You can't have a book or a film that's questionable in the marketplace. It's just not allowed. Somebody up there says no. So it says Amazon took down the Alex Jones film Endgame for violating community standards. Now, when you watch Endgame, it's all their words, their plan, their smart cities, their control grids, and then the bio crises they'll trigger, each one bigger than the last, as the noose tightens around your throat for world government, and how they say they'll use it for world government. Pretty.
Well, it's here, the year 2020. World government's out in the open. We've got the predicted mass pandemics, and they're calling for global government as the answer. And we've got massive, huge censorship taking place that's coordinated by big tech and banks against people that promote America and guns and freedom and Jesus and the family and the protection of the unborn. Wow. Yes, now we know we're right. The New World Order's real, Satanism's real, the pedophile elite are real, but we're real as well, and we love God, and we're standing up and saying no. But I just want to make the point here, 1 month into 2020, that we have never been in Kansas. We have never been in some smallville place that didn't matter. Everything we do, every decision we make governs the future of our species and everything we've gone through and everything we're going to go through. So it's an incredible time to be alive. And I'm going to thank you all for being aware and being involved. But just remember, your action now via prayer, word of mouth, and financial support of InfoWarsStore.com is critical. So please take action.
Tom Papert once again filling in for Owen Schroyer. It turns out when you are dumped into a disgusting Washington, D.C. jail cell, you might get sick. So Owen has come down with something god-awful today. He should be back this week. Tomorrow, of course, he is going back to Washington, D.C., flying while sick. Always a fun time. So he can answer for the crime of calling Sir the little penguin guy, Nadler. A traitor. So we've got some clips of Owen. He was on the Alex Jones Show yesterday. We're going to show those in this segment. I just want to give you an overview. Of course, coronavirus continues to dominate the news as China begins putting literal propaganda out, lying about what these what their new hospital is like. They want you to think their new hospital is something out of the future when really it's little tiny storage trailers where you can lock the door from the outside. We're going to dive deep into Cindy McCain admitting that, yes, the global elites knew about Jeffrey Epstein. They just didn't care. Joe Biden has been confronted. Adam Schiff has been confronted. There is a new scandal brewing for Nancy Pelosi, the wicked witch of the West Coast, as her son continues to embroil her in this ridiculous affair where Paul Pelosi Jr. was involved with a Ukrainian company. Well, now we know that in addition to being involved with this Ukrainian oil company, just like Hunter Biden, no, Paul Pelosi Jr. was also hiring Russians to influence politicians right here in the United States of America. We're going to have Patrick Howley on in the next hour to discuss that. But let's see what Owen Schroyer went through last week. Clip 15. Let's see what Owen Schroyer talk about the disgusting state of our nation's capitals, prison and jails.
So I was actually stunned at the state of the central block in the Washington, D.C. jails where they held me for overnight, more than 24 hours, because the average Democrat goes down to an illegal immigrant facility, and if they see a dead bug or if they see, you know, a pillow that's not fluffed or a fence, God forbid, all hell breaks loose. They raise hell. They have to get the funds. They have to demonize, activate the ACLU, activate the SPLC, activate everybody. Oh my gosh, the poor illegal immigrants and their free facilities that are better than most daycares in this country. If the average liberal Democrat saw the condition that the central block DC jail was in, they would be appalled. Now, I'm not even sitting here trying to say, oh, they need to have swank, you know, luxurious jail cells. My point is that
you're just reporting what you saw.
American citizens get dirt. And if you're a Democrat, though, and you see something from
a tell them what it was like.
All right. So this is I've been to jail a few times in my life. I'm not proud of it. I'm not going to say I'm not or am proud of this last thing, but I've never been to a jail where they don't give you either a pillow, a blanket, or a pad to lay on. First one I've ever seen where they don't give you anything. You just lay on a metal sheet. Your cell, you could try to count the cockroaches, but there'll be too many to count. You turn your head, you're going to see 30 live cockroaches running around. You're going to see 30 dead cockroaches just belly up, and you're going to see 30 dead cockroaches, just blood and guts smeared all over the wall, all over your bed. Like nobody's cleaned the facilities in decades. And this is what you sleep on.
You just visited Planet Cockroach.
And again, if those type of facilities were seen at an illegal immigration facility, it would be like, you know, stop everything, stop the presses, burn the White House down. Like, we have to do something for these non-Americans.
Meanwhile, the facilities are like glistening, like
teachers.
Oh, they're better than the average public school at the average illegal immigration.
So you're inside facility. This hellhole.
And where I was, they put the worst in D.C. And, you know, when I got out.
For wearing a piece of tape over your mouth.
Because I had a piece of tape over my mouth and I had a piece of paper. And let me just say this, Alex, because when I got arrested, the security guards at the Capitol building were basically like, we support your cause. We like your content. We like InfoWars. We like Alex Jones. What you guys are doing is great. And I'm like, well, you know, you just arrested me. You know, you guys are the ones that let them do it all day long. So I don't even want to sit here and talk trash on these poor guys. And then this guy who arrested me, his first arrest ever, ironically enough, the two times I've been arrested in D.C., it's their first arrest ever. So they get in, and my estimation is that they basically get run by the only Democrat in the police force when they get into processing, because all the other cops are like, yeah, we're all Republicans here. We're all conservatives. We all love Trump. And again, I'm like, well, you guys are the ones arresting me. So, I mean, who am I really going to sit here and point fingers at? But then, Alex, on the official arrest document, and again, the arresting officer is just like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing. The processing officer comes in and says, the victim of this crime is society. So they literally have on document that society is a victim of me. And if you were
a piece of tape over here,
and if you're at the event, Alex, and you can see the videos, they're at band.video and InfoWars.com on all the stories we put out. The crowd is cheering me on. The crowd is literally cheering me on. I was having all kinds of people come up and shake my hand and take pictures, say how much they love me and everything.
So the question is, who ordered him to do this?
So who ordered him to do it? But more than anything, why do they just have to lie? Why do the D.C. police have to go along with a lie? Why do these security guards have to go along with a lie? Is it just because they want to keep their job? Are they just yes men? And again, I ended up talking to these guys. They're good men, but why are you taking illegal orders? You know the Remove Trump protesters are out there all the time for hours on end, 40 demonstrators minimum. I was one man, the whole crowd was behind me, and you still arrested me. So why are you sitting here putting out reports saying that society was a victim of my quote-unquote demonstration that was silent and peaceful and a fraction of the size of the one that was there just days before?
But it just shows, because the deep state runs everything, and these people will all be fired if they don't do it. And like you said, they apologize to you later. Well, why does everyone follow the order? At a certain point, it's got to stop.
And so that's
I would ask this question. What is the order you won't follow? Because they could just ignore you out there.
Or but they could have just walked me out of the building. If they had to get me out, they could have just walked me out like they do to Jane Fonda. But no, they had to put the cuffs on me because they were told to do it. So I was
That was, of course, Owen Schroyer on the Alex Jones Show yesterday discussing his time in the D.C. jail where he was held for 26 hours. That was Owen's first video appearance yesterday on the Alex Jones Show. And you could already tell he was getting sick. I mean, God knows the sanitation of these D.C. jails. Who knows what on earth he's come down with, where you've got drunks probably vomiting on the concrete. You've got rapists that are put in there, murderers that are put in there. And there's Owen Schroyer. Of course, charged with the crime of putting tape on his mouth. As I mentioned, Owen will be going to D.C. again tomorrow. Hopefully he will be back on Wednesday and healthy. But this is certainly turning into an ordeal that I don't think anybody expected. We've got just a couple minutes left. But in the next segment, we're going to show some more videos of Owen talking about who exactly was behind this. As you know,